Nonprofits to benefit from upcoming Giving Hearts Day, Team Fire takes 6th Annual Battle of the Badges. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The 24-hour event Giving Hearts Day makes a return to North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota on Thursday, February 11th. Since the first ever Giving Hearts Day in 2008, donors have given more than $90 million, with 100% raised going directly to participating charities. There are currently more than 490 different charities and impacts that donors will be able to select during the event. A collaboration of different Giving Hearts Day participants in Jamestown have come together to raise money for their different causes and support.
Services are local. My presence here is local. We do various different activities for individuals so that they can learn things, even as basic as learning how to use Zoom, and so they can reach the outside world. Even though we're during the COVID times, our services still continue.
That's independent living advocate Beth DeWald with the Freedom Resource Center. You can read more at newsdakota.com. Team Fire has officially won the 6th annual Jamestown Battle of the Badges. The fun competition pitted the Jamestown Police Department against the Jamestown Fire Department to raise awareness and blood donations during the 3-day blood drive. Donor recruitment representative Weldon Roberts with Vitalant reports that out of 209 volunteers who signed up, 183 were able to donate, with 19 giving blood for the first time. 30 volunteers donated double red cells, and 13 gave convalescent plasma on the automated machines. And a West Fargo lawmaker believes some parts of two interstate highways serving North Dakota should have an 80-mile-per-hour speed limit. Republican Representative Ben Koppelman says in other states with an 80 limit, their number of fatalities have actually dropped at a higher rate than North Dakota's.
So I believe what we can take away from this is cars are becoming safer. I think the highways are probably patrolled better, and ultimately people are driving safer, and that allows us to go up with the speed limit.
That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.